This podcast features adults using adult language. You've been warned. Hello, welcome to Battle Res Bears, episode 5. Ask your doctor if Fashir is right for you. I'm Mudala, and with me as always is Ursangus. Say hi, Ursangus.
Hi, Ursangus. Man, do I love that title.
Yeah, yeah. We're getting into a little bit more onto why you should ask that in a little bit. For now, welcome. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Battle Res Bears, where we would like to talk about issues, problems, questions regarding raiding and how to improve yourself, improve your team. Some of the things we're going to talk about today is something that's been coming up lately, Blizzard bashing. You know, with new expansion coming out, this expansion coming to an end, you know, you see it all the time, but it's really heavy right now. So we want to kind of go over that and try to nip that down a little bit. Our other topic is going to be our end of X-Pack rating, keeping it up when the end is near.
Hence the title of the show.
Yes, yes. So, what have you been doing this last week?
Man, I've honestly been working on, more than anything else, I've been working on banners and badges for the well-played party for BlizzCon coming up. Other than that, honestly, I've just been kind of tooling around, playing other games a little bit. A little bit of Heroes. I did pick up Wildstar, which seems like a really good game if they could just get their servers up and running correctly. it looks like it'd be a really good game, but I'm kind of withholding judgment on that so far. Past that, we actually did, I don't know if I remember if I mentioned this on last week's show, but we did down Normal Archimonde on Faithful before the nerf came through.
Nice.
That was interesting, to say the least. I don't think I mentioned that last week. But what a fight. And we did, I think, 2 pulls, and he was dead.
Oh, very nice.
And,
Have you looked at it since the nerfs?
I have not. I think, actually, we're going to be doing it tonight. And honestly, the reason we picked the, you know, this week's particular topic is because there was a lot of feedback about these nerfs, and a lot. But no, other than that, just been raiding, kind of chilling, playing games, having fun. What have you been up to?
About the same. I remember finally the team that I started or joined up with for Friday Saturdays. It's nearly indestructible, running at 8 p.m. server, or excuse me, 8 p.m. Central. Fridays and Saturday nights, and we are recruiting DPS if you're interested. Nudge. but we actually went Friday and we did the Manoroth Archimonde runs, and the nerfs had already hit by then. And man, let me tell you, so much easier.
Really?
Yeah, you got people messing up mechanics and we still down it pretty quickly.
So you actually down in Manoroth, did you actually touch Archimonde at all?
Yeah, that's the one that really shown, you know, being super easy with the nerfs and everything. I'm kind of torn as to whether I like them or not. I understand the reason for the nerfs, but on one hand, you know, you're going to get more people down in these bosses, so you're going to get more more going through the content. But it's not really teaching anybody anything.
Okay. I can see that.
I'm not going to complain. Any way I can get that ring upgrade, you know. Oh, speaking of which, I finally got my legendary ring.
You got your tomes?
Yeah, finally got my last ones.
Congrats.
Everybody, if it got cold recently, the reason being is I did LFR. So if your temperature's dropped, I'm sorry.
It froze over in hell.
Yeah.
Because Moo actually did LFR. We are sorry.
I was only 5 away from getting it, so I was like, all right. I'll go ahead.
Yeah, at that point, you kind of just go, And it's just LFR. I think I can stomach it for a few hours just to finally get that legendary ring.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. So, yeah, anyway, with these nerfs, any way that I can get have an easier time getting that upgrade for the ring, I'll take it. I'm lazy. Okay.
Yeah, there's no confession there. It's just admittance. You want to be lazy? Go for it. Go for it. Why not? Because honestly, I'm with you on. I would much rather get it sooner and deal with people who don't know mechanics than wait 3 or 4 weeks to get those last few tomes.
Yeah, definitely. So since we've already gone over it a little bit, let's go ahead and get into the first topic: Blizzard bashing. So as we said, there's been some nerfs lately, and that has resulted in a whole bunch of what the hell is going on at Blizzard.
A lot of volatile discussions.
Yeah, which online community, let's face it, the online community can be great, but you can be some mean sons of bitches too.
Yeah. Yeah, without a doubt. And honestly, the reason I suggested this topic is because everybody will talk about how, oh, Blizzard, blah, and they never listen to me and all this. And I'm going, but you guys don't work for Blizzard. And I'm sorry, but I had somebody the other day said, well, I'm a game developer. I said, really, what you design? He goes, oh, I did a remake of Skifree. And I go, that doesn't entitle you to shit. Because it's Skifree.
It's a remake.
And it's a remake. And I go, you are not, okay, granted, you might be a real game developer, but A, you're not working for AAA. You're not working for Blizzard. You're not working for Activision. You're not, I'm assuming you're not working for any sort of AAA game development company. So to say that you have a right to, you're effectively just talking shit on these developers, and you have no idea what kind of deadlines they're up against, what their budgetary concerns are, you know, their staffing levels, everything like that. So for you to sit there and bash on a company that you enjoy their games, let's be honest, you wouldn't be saying anything if you didn't enjoy their games. For you to just sit there and, you know, in your high chair behind your desk at home, I don't feel it's fair to Blizzard at all. Not at all. I think it's, and you can argue with me all day. I don't think it's fair. That's opinion. But I think you need to kind of take it back a step and say, listen, Blizzard's been pretty good to me. And this happens every expansion, by the way. Everybody's got to complain against Blizzard. Well, Blizzard is underneath some very unique restraints as far as they are AAA, and they are trying to satisfy millions of people at the same time. I don't know anybody personally that has those same kind of restraints. So to say that you could do a better job, I call bullshit.
Well, honestly, I think they've been doing an excellent job because, like you said, they've got to satisfy millions of people. Now, you know, I've heard it said that, you know, the best kind of compromise is a decision where nobody is happy. Well, honestly, I think, you know, they're doing a damn good job when they're making the majority of the people happy. There's only, it's only a minority that wants to complain, but they're the ones that everybody sees because they're going at, you know, not caring, trusting the anonymity of internet to, you know, voice their complaints. And it's just needs to stop. Just in total.
It doesn't help. I mean, at no point does it help at all. There's a difference between constructive and destructive feedback. And typically what you see when you hear people complaining about Blizzard and their, you know, and the patch rollouts and the content, everything like that is all destructive of, well, you guys are stupid, you know, along that kind of vein. But I don't think so at all. Blizzard is, you know, at least as it pertains to their games, and I'm not just talking about World of Warcraft. I was talking to, I think it was Hawkeye the other day, and I want to meet the guy who does the marketing and the scheduling for content rollouts, because when World of Warcraft started hitting kind of a slump, Diablo 3 rolled out and got everybody involved. When Diablo 3 kind of calmed down, Heroes rolled out of a new content patch. And then Hearthstone. It's a complete cycle. I think whoever's setting those things up is a genius. They're keeping people excited about Blizzard. Now, if you only play World of Warcraft, sorry.
There are Blizzard, other games.
There are plenty of other games. And damn good I think games. There's some fantastic games out there. Heroes is a blast. Diablo 3 is a blast. Hearthstone is a good time filler. There are so many different things out there that you could be playing. Don't limit yourself to it. That would be my recommendation.
Yeah.
If you complain about Blizzard's thing, look at it from their standpoint. They're trying to keep everybody excited about Blizzard. And that's why BlizzCon is not just about World of Warcraft. It's about Heroes. It's about... does anybody play StarCraft anymore?
I think a few people do. And I think they're going to push with that... with this next
thing expansion, that they're releasing.
Yeah. Because it's supposedly going to be a standalone. So there's that. Might get a few more people in.
We'll see how it goes. But Blizzard's been doing this forever. They've been doing game development forever. And I'm pretty sure they know what they're doing. There's not just some monkey sitting behind a keyboard saying, oh, I guess this expansion will only have one raid. It's planned. And you don't have to like it. And I'm trying not to be a dick about this, but if you don't like it, don't play it. There's nobody putting a gun to your head that says you have to play this content. And if somebody is, call 911. But there's nobody forcing you to swallow this content. And people get kind of stuck on that. Well, this is the only content available and it sucks. Okay, why don't you give some constructive feedback about it? And, you know, make a valid argument, but to sit there in guild or trade chat or anything like that and just bash the hell out of anybody who disagrees with you, that's not very constructive. That's hate speak. I mean, really, when it boils down to it, you could construe that as racism. Well, maybe not exactly racism, but, you know, along those same lines.
Yeah.
I know, it's a stretch. It's a stretch. I'll admit that. But if you're not providing anything constructive, then what good are you?
Just stop.
Honestly, I get tired of seeing it, to be perfectly honest. Checking out MMO Champion or any other sites, and the first thing I land on is... man, blank Blizzard, and, you know, a whole bunch of very, very, very adult language that I'm too much of a gentleman to say on the podcast, which is also a lie. But I'm tired of looking at it. And really, look at the things that unify you and your game developers. They wouldn't work on a World of Warcraft project if they didn't love it. I guarantee Blizzard takes that into account. So you have a love of the game in common. Share it. You know, use that as a unifying bond between you and the game developer and express concern to them of, hey, you know, I don't know what kind of constraints you're under, but this is kind of out of balance, or I'm not sure what direction you were going with on this. Don't attack. Question. Because I think you'll get a lot better feedback off of that.
Generally, yeah.
So, do I like everything the Blizzard's come out with? No. There are a lot of patches, especially that haven't been in the game as long as I have, that I have not liked at all. I remember back in vanilla when I still played Horde, shamans were getting nerfed weekly. And it was bad.
Well, but they needed it. They still do, really.
No, they don't. Shut up.
Chain Lightning Earthquake? That's a little ridiculous on an AoE.
Hey, you know what? I'll take it because I like numbers. And the larger the better. But this is not anything new. And take it from somebody who used to play other MMOs like City of Heroes, where people would talk about, you know, talk about the imbalances in the game, and game companies just don't listen. Blizzard takes an active role in development by listening to the community. And if you don't believe me, just look back through it. There is a multitude of examples about it. So,
and my hat's off to those guys, the guys and women that, you know, read those things, because they got to sort through a lot of shit to get to the good stuff.
Whew. And we do mean shit. There are some truly hateful things. And honestly, I would have hoped that by now, after the video game has become less taboo, I would have hoped that we're more adult about this. But I think I'm having a hard time believing it sometimes.
Well, I mean, some people just can't grow up. That's all fair it enough. Comes down to.
But. Fair enough. Choose your battles.
Yeah.
You expend your effort on something worthwhile. Shit talking on a dev because you don't know what they're doing. Well, that's kind of a waste of time. I mean, the feedback is great if it's valid, but if you're not going to provide anything constructive, then you've kind of sacrificed your right to complain about it. It's like that whole, well, I didn't vote because I didn't like either of the candidates. Well, then you can't complain about the ones that got elected.
Yeah.
So there's that. Anyway.
On to topic two.
On to topic two.
For hopefully a little bit lighter stuff.
Yes.
So it's the end of the expansion. Attendance boss is killer.
Whew. And what a boss it is.
Yes, that's the one boss that keeps coming back. It's like herpes, the gift that keeps on giving. some of the stuff that we won't go over, some of the stuff, keep your raid team together. You know, keep that core group together. Because honestly, if you're having fun with this group, you want to stay with this group. Especially, you know, new expansions are going to be coming out soon. New raids are going to be coming. You're going to want to get into it quickly. So some of the things to keep in mind is, take an off night or a day, whatever, from raiding, from your, you know, raiding the whatever content you're in. Do something else, but do it as a group.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to raid at all. You could play another game. You know, like we said, you know, Blizzard's got other games. There's Heroes, there's Diablo 3, StarCraft. I think StarCraft has multiplayer as well.
maybe.
You can create your own little tournaments within the group. You can play other games.
Yeah, like Mo and I were talking about this earlier. In Hellfire Citadel, there are some mind control mechanics. And every time that happens, usually what happens is usually every time everything that happens is the person who gets mind controlled, the entire raid turns towards that person and just starts beating the ever living shit out of them. That's fun. I always have a blast doing that. Heroes is a perfect way to do that too. Heroes of the Storm is fantastic. And if you haven't played it, go pick it up. It's free.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun. You can set up 5v5s. There's so many different things to set up in there. It's just a good, honestly, I know it wasn't really intentional, but it's a great team building exercise.
Yeah.
It does a fantastic job. And if you don't want to stick to Blizzard games, I highly recommend Rocket League. Rocket League is so much fun. I know, Moo, you haven't played it, but I have played it with a couple other guildmates, and it is just so much fun.
Give some details. Where do people find it and all that good stuff?
Rocket League is available on Steam. Fairly cheap. I think I paid $15 for it. It is soccer with basically RC cars. And it doesn't sound fun. I know what people are thinking, going, but it's not an RPG. That's okay. That's okay. It's a lot like Heroes in the sense that it's only just a couple minutes per match, usually about 15, 20 minutes per match. But it's racing and sports. And it is so much fun. And the thing that really drove me to really look at this is the first game I played was in kind of a public arena. They nailed the sound engineering on this to where you hear the crowd cheering whenever you do something. And it's hyper music. It's engaging music. It's engaging gameplay, honestly. And it's just fun. It doesn't take a whole lot of time and it's just fun. So why not bring other people into that? It's a blast. I love to death. I play Minecraft with a couple other guildmates as well. That's always fun. But your raid team doesn't have to just raid. There are other options available. Even just something as simple as hanging out and mumble.
Yeah. Talk. Or get to know each other even more, which that can be dangerous sometimes. Could know too much.
Yeah, you could know a little bit too much, but, I think we've said this a couple times, but you decide your own level of involvement in that. I know there are some people from Facebook who no longer raid right now, but they still play games with some of us. They still play D3. A couple people play Valorant League. So are they part of the raid team anymore? No. Does that mean we can't have fun with them? No.
Yes, if they're not raiding, they're not important.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me. I forgot about that. It doesn't, and what you want it to do is the end of the expansion is end of expansion will kill raid teams faster than bosses will. So your goal during this is to keep your raid team together. Well, how do you do that without any, you've already cleared everything you can possibly think of in raiding. Okay. Find other activities.
You can go to some of the older content and do achievement runs. I'm sure not everybody has the mounts and, perks from doing that stuff. So there's, an option there. Have yourself a little pet battle tournament within a group.
Yeah.
That way have it cover. Okay. If you win, we'll cover your repairs for the night or whatever. Something to have fun.
Yeah.
And you can do different levels. I'm sure everybody has pets of some level.
Yeah. And pet battling, everybody goes, I don't want to play Pokemon. It's not Pokemon, goddammit.
It's close.
It's close.
Gotta catch them all.
It's fun. And I didn't think I'd be into pet battling, but I'm kind of a collection nut. And I play Pokemon or, pet battling. And I have a blast with it. I love to death. It's a lot of fun. And especially when it comes to experience time. Oh, man.
Yeah.
When Blizzard does those weekly things for pet battle experience, man, I just go to town leveling alts leveling alt pets, I guess.
I love how the fact you got that one trainer in Shadow Moon Valley and you can take a pet. Depending on what kind of bonuses you have, whether it be food or the safari hat or whatever, but I can on average take a pet from level 1 to level 20 in one battle. Mm-hmm. You can't beat that, honestly. That since they introduced this stuff, that's what really got me into doing the pet battles because I wasn't interested in doing all the work. I do that enough as it is getting ready for raiding. But now, I mean, they take most of the work out of it, which turns into making it a little bit more fun because you can actually do stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
So there are so many different avenues when it comes to keeping your raid team together through difficult times. And the attendance boss, you're going to encounter, just like loot drama, you're going to run across the attendance boss. Yeah. It's going to happen. And it sucks. There's no way around it though. But honestly, if you can manage to play, play things like Rocket League or other games like that, you can still keep the team dynamic together, even though you don't have anything to rate.
Yeah. Another thing you can look at doing is, I know a lot of people probably who are rating probably aren't that into PvP, but you can set up your own, little war games, do a 5v5, war game, and it can serve a couple purposes. One, you get to kill the other person just like you do if they were mind controlled, which that's always fun. Let's face it.
There's nothing not fun about that.
And also, it serves a double purpose of a teaching tool. Because in PvP, you start using abilities and cooldowns that you don't remember that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And which in turn will cause you to remember these during a raiding situation. Like, oh shit, I can, you know, I'm a DK. I can Dark Simulcrum this ability and toss it right back at them for a buttload of damage.
You know? Right, something you wouldn't normally use in a raid.
And
so there are lots of different ways around it. I mean, teaching yourself old spells, go level an alt. That's another thing I didn't even mention. It's the end of Axe Pack. You don't have a whole lot to do. Go level an alt. I'm a huge proponent of learning other people's roles.
Level together.
That's another great one. Run old dungeons together when you don't have jack for skills or spells.
Yeah.
It makes it that much more interesting. You know, as far as the end of expansion, I know there is the Iron Man challenge, which I keep meaning to pick up, where you're only allowed basically basic equipment. No heirlooms, no potions, no spec, and a couple other things. It's out there, WoW Challenges. I think it's just wowchallenges.com.
Yeah.
But they've got a lot of great challenges to do if you're just bored with a game.
Yeah, there's several. I'm looking at them right now. Like, there's Iron Man Challenge, pulling up the rules right now. You cannot die. That's the number one rule. If you die, that character is done.
Done.
No potions or flasks. No elixirs.
Mm-hmm.
Your killing blow has to be higher than 50%. So, like hunters, you have to have killing blow more than your pet.
Yep, you can't just set it to auto attack.
Yeah. You cannot join a party.
Nope.
No raids, no dungeons. No battlegrounds or arenas. Do not be a member of a guild that's higher than level one. Although I think that's, you know, different now with the guilds all having the same things now.
No, they still get the experience boost.
Okay, so probably can't be a member of a guild now then.
Right.
Those perks are all set now. There's no leveling anymore.
That's true.
That's no true. Professions.
No professions. Now, what's interesting about this is the guy who runs WoW Challenges, his name is Stone. He was on the Converted the other day and gave out some interesting numbers on that. Out of 2,600 people who have participated in Ironman, 40 have done it. You're talking almost 3,000 people have attempted this, and only a handful have ever done it. That's, to me, exactly what it is. It's a challenge.
Yeah.
I would have a blast doing that.
Yeah, I've been thinking about it, but then something else catch my attention, so don't do it.
But it's not easy.
No, it's not. And, you know, if you guys want to get more questions, more information about that, you can always send him a message. You know, he's on Twitter, at WoW Challenges. So definitely take a look at that stuff. And he's actually, what I understand, he's doing his own podcast now, too, in regards to the Iron Man Challenges.
Oh, yeah. He just started up a podcast, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. Looks like he's got that at proboards.com, looks like. WoW Iron Man Challenge.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, and I recommend, you know, the listeners out there, I recommend you guys check it out as well.
Yeah, it seems like it would be fun. But getting back to topic, there are a lot of things you can do to keep your team together. There's always meetups.
Yeah.
That's always an option. Although awkward for some people, that's fine. There are so many different avenues you can take to keep your team together. So you know your team.
A very, very good thing to, you know, good building tool for your team. There's a way to play Cards Against Humanity online.
Oh, yes, there is.
Holy shit. You get in Mumble, get in events, play this game. You will have a blast.
Yep.
I guarantee it.
And there are more PG versions of it out there too for people who don't necessarily like playing that.
Yeah. But
they're honestly, through the well-played party, we played a couple online only games like that where we could stream it and still have a blast with it. And there are versions of Pictionary out there that you can play online. But again, it all goes back to just keeping your team together and keeping that team dynamic going, because the expansion creeps up on you in a hurry.
Oh yeah.
We still have a release date for a Legion, but it can't be that far away.
No, I'm predicting we're probably going to be seeing the beta by BlizzCon.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if they released the beta maybe a week after.
Yeah.
Well, and then
I honestly wouldn't surprise me to say, hey, welcome to BlizzCon. By the way, beta's live.
And that's when all the people who don't have laptops are going to start cussing.
Yeah, which will make me laugh because, hey, I'm not going to BlizzCon, so I could be right there.
Yeah. I'll be taking my laptop with me, so less of a concern for me.
Yeah.
But, you know your team better than anybody else. Either be it as a raid leader or just a member of the raid, you know your team. And if you want to keep it together, it is very possible to keep it together.
Yeah. Key is do things together.
Right.
That's what's going to do it for you.
Start up a podcast together.
Yeah. Set yourself up with a little round table thing going.
Yeah. Why not? With as connected as people are right now through the internet, there are so many options available. The biggest losses we ever saw were back in vanilla when the online was still, there's no Twitter. Actually, I think there was Twitter, but it was
a baby.
Yeah, it was a baby.
I think that was back when MySpace was still a thing though, too.
Yeah. Yeah. MySpace was still a thing, but there was not nearly the social media presence, and getting people connected was a little bit of a hassle, but that's not the case anymore. So if you really want to stick with your team and you think your team is awesome, there are plenty of different avenues for you to explore. So really, there should be no, outside of drama, there should be no reasons that your teams can't stay together.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. Anyway, what else we got?
Well, I think we pretty much beat that dead horse. So. We have not received any questions via email or Twitter this week. Sad face. Not even from Jack of Skulls.
Yeah, I mean, kind of
letting us down, man. Letting us down.
Yeah. Harsh.
But we talked about BlizzCon a little bit. You're going.
Oh yeah.
You rat bastard.
Yeah, I am so stoked for it too.
I'm gonna sit here in my little corner watching it online because I have no life apparently, but no money either. But I am going to be here by myself. You're going to be out there in sunny California living it up. So mm-hmm. I am going to need somebody to take your place. You're being fired, sir.
Role reversal. Oh no.
At least temporarily. I would love to have somebody on, talk about raiding, talk about some of the stuff that was announced at BlizzCon. If you're interested, send us an email. You can send it to @battleresbears. That's res with a Z @gmail.com. You can send us a DM, @battleresbears on Twitter. That's again, res with a Z. Or you can send me directly at Moodala, Moodahla. Just let me know if you're interested, what specifically you want to talk about, and we'll get somebody in.
So honestly, the only thing I can think of, and I think I speak for both me and Moo, is if you want to be on Battle Res Bears, you don't need to talk like this because it's not exciting. And you're not being very charismatic or involved in the podcast. Let's not do that.
But that's the fun way to talk. Isn't that the way we're going to do it from now on?
No, no, it is not. I will go nuts on anybody who's just deadpan throughout it. Then I said, you were the most worthless guest we ever had. Don't do that again.
Unfortunately, that's he probably it. Would. Yeah.
I probably would still let him come on, but yeah. Please. Please be, you know, be interested. If you're serious about it, come on in and be engaged in it. That's the only thing I can think of.
If you're not wanting to come on with me, you know, maybe I make you angry or scare you. I don't know. After BlizzCon, once Arsangus is back and back in his chair, we do plan on getting guests on. If you're interested in doing that spot, talking with both of us, send us in a message. Let us know. We'd love to get you in.
Get Skype.
Yes, that's going to be a requisite.
Yeah, that's the requisite. We don't record through Mumble. We just do it through Skype. So make sure you have it before you get anything set up. And make sure Skype is actually set up before the day of.
Yeah.
Because that can be interesting.
All right. So what do you got planned for the week there, Sangus?
Honestly, I've got a day off planned from work. I'm going to finish up my banners and then start working on some secret badges for people who don't know yet.
Ooh. Who's it going to be for?
Well, obviously I can't say that.
I thought I'd get you.
No chance. But no, honestly, past that, I've got a raid with Facebolt tonight. We'll be doing Archimonde again and we'll be able to see the differences, in the nerf and whatnot. And then I think, we are set to do some more heroic, at some point. I think we're 8 or 9 deep into heroic right now.
Oh, nice.
I'm still fairly new, so I'm not, don't quote me on that.
Yeah.
But I know we are going to be looking at heroic Archimonde here before too long.
Very nice.
So gearing up, probably going to have some more fun on the lock. It's just too much fun because it's so fiery. But, yeah, that's pretty much it. What do you got going on, man?
Well, I will be raiding with my Friday, Saturday team, Nearly Indestructible. Mm-hmm. We are recruiting DPS, running at 8 p.m. Central, Friday, Saturday. We are currently 7 of 13 heroic, which is not bad for only being together for 2 weeks. The way we run is we go, because our raid leader has the portals to go up to Manoroth on normal. So we'll go in and we'll run normal Manoroth and Archimonde, then turn around, switch into heroics.
Okay.
So.
Sounds interesting.
Other than that, I'll be raiding Sundays with Sunday Master Resurrection, who is also recruiting DPS. I know it's hard to find DPS. It's weird. We've got our tanks. We've got our healers. We just need the DPS.
It's so bizarre. And we've got so many tanks right now. I'm still so confused about that.
I think you said it best earlier. You know, people got sick and tired of the DPS queues. I mean, an hour plus to do LFR is kind of ridiculous, with the cross realm stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. That's another thing you can do. Go hunt rares.
Oh, yeah.
That's and this is kind of a time sink, but. Go through the time loss proto drake. That is a huge time sink. Turn on some music. Go hunt the time loss proto drake.
Yeah.
But anyway. if you're interested in the show, of course, drop me your Mu a line. You can also reach me on Twitter at Ursangus. That's Ursangus. And I need to come up with an easier name to spell. Or pronounce, I guess. But really, that's all there is to it, guys. If you have any questions,
shorten it to Ursi.
No, never fucking happen. I hate you so much. on the plus side, if you have any feedback on where to host the podcast episodes, myself and Mu are looking at. You know, potential new hosting. Podomatic's been great to us so far, but their storage size is kind of a limit right now. So if you have any ideas.
And we're poor, so the cheaper the better.
So if you have any ideas or, you have a network or anything like that that does any hosting, let us know. We're definitely going to be up for the long haul and we're going to be looking at some more serious and permanent hosting. So all that being said, guys, I think that'll do it for us today.
Yes, it will. So have a good one, everybody. Happy raiding.
Have a good raid.